Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a fine day for the Irish on St. Paddy's Night within our sight. Now, don't forget, this show is brought to you by A Day for Milton. May 19th, the greatest dog that ever lived of the world of capacity of incubating. Now, what does that mean, Squire? I don't know. May 19th at the brewery. Now listen, there'll be no patronizing and flatratizing at that brewery. It's all about Milton. And we know we can't get him drunk. That's true. Now, May 19th, Friday, 11 to 2, at the Belport Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road. Now, don't take that road. It'll do you no good. Get on the right road. Now, engineer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, see if you can do something right and get Rain in here. We're going to do the Irish jig.
Rain's mic is open.
Yes?
Oh, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
there you
well,
go.
Give me some of that Irish jig
without
whiskey.
Alexa, restart song.
Let's see if this... There it is.
Oh, I love it. I feel like I
Well, name is Salami, and the name is the name of the ring the valley, but it holds hold and hold it in my and me mother, me father, me brother. What about them? They were all drunk. All of them, that's right.
All of them?
Then how'd you get to school? Who says I went to school, you fool? Hey, what kind of a language is that? Well, that's what you call Finnegan talk. It's a dialogue of Ireland. Finnegan, now I heard that's a dirty word in Spanish. Well, I'm not Spanish, I'm an Irishman, so who cares? No, take that off. Oh, that's a short jig.
That's a
pause. All right. Inner Sight and the Irish Brigade. That's right.
And that's a pause. What the heck, I'm noticing that.
Who's that talking in the background?
That's Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Pause.
Ah. Put her on mute.
Yeah.
Lorraine, you there? Or you
put
it on
mute.
All
I
right.
Gotta take it off. Like you told me.
All right. Inner Sight. And let's see. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen.
Wait.
That's right. Where you can get some good all year round food, not just Irish, you know. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. That's in Belport, New York. That's right. Now, by the way, if you want to learn how to fight, and you know who never met an Irishman who didn't fight, I don't know. But here's a good number to call. What's his name? His name is Finnegan. No, it's not. It's your stupid logger. It's not Finnegan. It's Fernandez. Oh, I thought that was Irish for Finnegan. It's not Irish. He's Spanish. Anyway, you call Fernandez, 631-445-3464. And he'll teach you how to defend yourself. and even how to protect yourself against your wild woman wife, if it need be. All right, brought to you by the Big East Tequila Rescue, the good Irish hound. That's not an Irish hound, you stupid idiot. Mm-hmm. Oh, it isn't? No, it's a Japanese. Japanese? Well, why do we... Well, it's not Japanese Day, is it, Squire? No, it's not Japanese. Why don't you just shut up? Now, Big East Tequila Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there. It's over there in Jersey. All right. Now, here's an Irishman, Kennedy.
Yes.
Anthony Kennedy. He's as Irish as you can get. That's right.
That's right.
That means he's a crook. Would you? He's not a crook. What? Get him out of here.
Oh.
He's not a crook. He's an honest lad, a real estate man. 631-888-1186. Well, I thought it was with the KKs. What?
How?
Kennedy Crook. Oh, get out of here. Crook. Maybe you ought to change his name to Crook. Kennedy Crook.
No.
Anthony Kennedy Crook. A-K-K. Get out. Get him out. All right. In a sight, Kennedy, 631-888-1186. That's right. Now, who else we got? Oh, nobody starves on Long Island. Here's another good... is this another Irishman? No, he's not Irish. His name is... I'm not going to give you his last name. Gary. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and the medical. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, now, who else we got? Oh, can you do the Able News? Are you capacitated?
No, I'm incapacitated, but I didn't.
Or incapacitated.
Anyway. I'm incapacitated. Here we go.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Now that's got to be a good Irish lady. Her name is Melody. Oh, Donny boy, will you catch him out? Melody. That's right. She runs the ABLE News, and her name is Angela. All right. Thank you, Angela Melody.
Yes,
let's see. What else we got? Who else? Oh, what about the fellow over there, the Irish cleaners? He's not Irish. He's Chinese. Oh. You think I'll get one right before the night is over? Oh, shut up. Now, the ice lip cleaner. Yeah, he donates. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Now, wait a minute, Silo, that sounds Irish to me. Silo, hi, will you get out of here? It's not Irish. It sounds Indian. Silo, shut up. All right. 631-880-7929, Silo. Thank them for all their help. We appreciate it. Now, tonight's the funnies, so let's see. You know, you ever see these the TV shows where, how come every cop was Irish? You ever notice that?
I don't know.
Good question.
The Irish cop. All right, anyway, give me some Lauren Hardy music, if you can,
okay.
If you can dig it up, manage that.
Yeah,
Lauren Hardy.
Here it comes.
And they have a gun. Well, I'll ask to borrow their gun, and then I'll say, get out! Get out! Borrow their gun. Well, what's wrong with that? It's a nice ballet. Let me get out! Come along, I better go with you. All right, what do you mugs want down here? Police academy. Well, you see, he asked me what I would do when there was a bank robbery, and if I didn't have a gun, and the fella and the bank robber had the gun, and told him, and I said, could I borrow the fella's gun? What's he talking about? Is he a maniac or something? Oh, he's just a little mixed up. Anyway, he wants to be a police officer. A what? A police officer? Him? Why, just the looks of him was enough to scare anybody away. Now, why do you want to be a police officer? Well, it's so I could help people. You know, put them in jail so they can't bother anybody. I'd be a good Irish police officer. Irish, eh? Can you speak any Gaelic? Well, I never met Gail, but I did. Will you stop that? Gail. He doesn't know how to speak Gaelic. Well, this is community you're going to go into. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to give you a trial run, see? Now, here's your badge. And here's your gun. A trial run with a badge and a gun.
Oh,
here's
boy.
Here's your club. Now, you go with them. Take the fat boy with you, see? That way, in case anybody bothers you, you can stand behind them. They won't see you. No. That's a good way to be a police officer, isn't it? Do you believe this, fella? Who are you, anyway? I'm just a fellow who works here. See, I just, sweep up the floor, take care of the garbage, and throw nuts like you out. Now get out of here. Boy, there was something wrong with that fella, Ollie. Slightly was. I got you out of it. Now you better go back to school and learn how to do the Irish jig. At least that way, you'll stay out of trouble. And you won't need a gun. That's a good idea, and I won't have to bother the fellow in the bank who's holding up. Get out! Get out! Get out! All right, in sight. Oh yeah. Hey. Oh, you never found any Benny Hill, huh? He was British.
No.
Though.
He was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now. Is Lorraine online?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lorraine, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Lorraine, do me a favor, please.
Yeah.
When we're on the air, you know, you got to not have any noise in the background because it...
No, there isn't any noise.
Interrupts the show. No, but before you went on, you were talking to somebody or whatever it was.
I think she was talking to Alexa to give her something.
Oh, you had to talk
to
Alexa.
No, I was trying to turn it off.
Huh?
No, I had to turn it off. I had to pause it. When you were telling me to play the song...
Oh, yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I was doing, trying to
pause
it. Yeah.
All right, well, that's different. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know. Now, all right. We all know that famous Irish movie, right? The Quiet Man, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of funny scenes in there.
Yeah.
You know.
One
of them is when the owner comes in, and they're all sitting around the table, and they're eating all his food. And look at them eating me out of house and home. Get out, get down to the fields and work. You know.
Yeah.
And then he goes into the saloon, and John Wayne is the quiet man. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says they're talking about he likes his sister.
Oh, okay.
Forget the guy's name. What was his name in the movie?
No.
What was his name?
Movie name or real name?
Yeah, yeah. What was the character's name?
I'll look it up.
In the Oh, all right. Look it up. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's in the bar. You know. And John Wayne wants to date his sister, and he goes, "Never, never the likes of you." You know, he's prejudiced against him because he's an American. You know, a Yank. He calls him a Yank. Now listen, Yank, stay away from my sister. And, well, I only said good morning to her when she was walking by the church. Yeah, but it was good night you had in your mind. That's a lie. That's a what? I take that from no man. And he bangs on the on the bar, you know, he wants to challenge him to a fight.
Okay.
And the other guy, the brethren steps in and stops it. What?
I have something. It says Sean Thornton was John Wayne.
Yeah, who was McLaughlin? Who was the character's name?
Sean Thornton was John Wayne.
I heard you. Who was McLaughlin's character? The actor.
I can't find it yet. I'm still looking.
Oh, it's got to be there.
No, it has to be, yeah.
Danaher, that was it. All right.
That's it. See, we got you to remember.
Now, listen, Danaher. You've got 20 pounds on him. Now, you better leave him alone. Yeah, so she gets all frustrated because, you know, they get married, but she doesn't have her dowry.
Oh.
The dowry was really important in those days. Mm. Anyway. Well, it's a fine day for the Irish. Hey, did they have a parade today?
I didn't see it, if it was.
No parade. Hey, Lorraine, did you hear about the parade?
No, I didn't. Not today. They probably did.
Yeah,
I don't know. They haven't been having the parade lately.
Yeah, I know. They said it on the news that they were going to have it. So.
Mm. Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Now, the last, what, I guess 2, 3, 4 years, you know, the Irish hierarchy, what do they call it, Birmingham something, what do you call that?
Oh.
There's a big fancy name for it, I can't think of it right now.
Hierarchy, what?
Starts with a B, I think. The Irish hierarchy was very. You had all these gay Irish people, you know, men, women. Mm. They wanted to march in the parade, and they were prejudiced against them.
Oh yeah,
LGB or something.
Yep.
Was it LGB?
What is it?
LGB.
What's that?
It's just lesbian, gay, bisexual, something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they had a big thing over that, and I think I know why they did it. You know, then they had a big meeting, you know. And these two guys were in the meeting, and some of these gay folks came in, you know, and now, why don't you want us in the parade, you know? The Irish guy says, it's a disgrace to the nation upon a nation of all degradation to walk beside bravery like us. That's why. And the one guy says, well, Mr. Flanagan... Flanagan, you know, we have, not that I want to be a smart ass, but we have pictures of you coming out of the gay blade. What? That's a disgrace to the nation, to the world. That's a lie. That's a lie. And the other guy, Flanagan's partner, says, oh, my God, they saw us in this. there goes the whole thing. That's why, now they didn't tell you this on the news, but that's why they let the gays in. Because if they didn't let the gays in, they would have let the Irish out. They would have let them know that a lot of these guys are gay.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. But they don't tell you that on the news, you know.
No.
Hibernium, that's the Hibernium Irish or whatever. That's the name of the hierarchy that planned the parade. You know, they sit around in a big fancy room, and they got flowers in there, and of course, the Irish whiskey. Did you take care of the hooly hoolies? Yes, sir. We took we took care of the. The Hibernians will not have any discretion of indication of gagravishin with hula hoolies.
Okay.
They call the hula hoolies. Now, a high ruler, the hula hoolies are outside. They want to attend the meeting. No! Don't let them in. Call the Irish Brigade. Call the Irish Republican Army, but don't let them in. Well, I must say, Grand Mystic High Ruler, Bohemian, the couple of them have some pretty dresses on. What? Come out! Come them out! Woo! They tried to come in the meeting, and they wouldn't let them in. That was on the news. Not the part about that I just told you, but the
right.
The part, they wouldn't let them in, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what happened. That they caught a couple of the Irish big shots coming out of the gay blade, and that was it. And they said, well, if you don't let us march in the parade, we're gonna rat on the gay blade.
There you go.
They didn't want that, so they let them in the parade, and then the gay guy says, not only do we want to be in the parade, we want a drum.
There you
go. Who wants a drum? You think you're going to bang a drum in my head for 3 hours saying that you're a gay? You're out of your mind. Woo! So the Hibernian guy, the head guy, says, pardon me, Squire, I need a drink of whiskey. Woo! I have a feeling I'm going to get some weird letters on this.
At least,
yes, at the least.
All right, in his sight. You know who was Irish? Dinnigan, he was Irish. Dinnigan, no Finnegan, the last one to Minnegan.
How'd
that song go? The gayler of the gay trapeze, something like that.
You must be drinking tonight.
Minnegan. Dinnigan. He was Irish.
Yeah, of course. Dinnigan,
you know,
of course.
Yeah, yes.
Jimmy Dinnigan. What a character. And he came to school one day, he says, his father... My father got drunk. He's talking about his father. His father was drunk, and then he said, "Yeah, he got drunk, and he gave me a drink of whiskey, and I felt all woozy and dizzy with the whiskey, and he called me Dizzy Dinnigan." Dizzy Dinnigan. Anyway, in a sight. And don't forget the day for Milton, May 19th, at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, New York. May 19th, from 11 to 2. And a grand day it'll be. You know, they say, what's the saying? Every dog has his day.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
It's going to be the grandest dog day ever.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
That's right. And I want to thank, I got to let Michelle hear that poem, but I want to thank Mike for the poem.
Okay.
It was very nice of him to write that.
Yeah, he said that's something that was really close to his heart. He had to do something.
Yeah. And if she liked it and he comes to the event, I think we ought to let him read it.
Yes. That would be nice.
You know, we'll have to ask her if that's all right. You know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right. In a sight. And the great Irish, you know, you heard of the great Irish, the Fighting 100.
Uh-oh.
There was a movie about James Cagney.
No, I don't remember
that
one.
And why is it? Oh, I interviewed a guy one time. He was in a. I'll never forget this. He worked for Channel 9.
Oh, my.
And he was a news guy. He was in a wheelchair. What the hell is his name?
I can't remember. I can picture him.
Well, your phone's breaking up. What'd you say?
I said I remember that whole, that he was, you know, part of Channel 9 and he was on a wheelchair. They let him anchor for a while and then that
was it. You remember his name?
Oh, God, if I could. I don't, honestly.
Donahue. Wasn't it Donahue?
Yeah, I think that was his last name.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I had him on my show when I used to do the show on Staten Island. He came on the show, you know. And
that was
cool. Uh-oh. He got mad at me.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Because I said to him, I said, why is it that all Irish are drunks?
Why?
And he got mad, you know. He said, that's not true, you know. And then, I don't know why I asked him that question, but it was a weird question to ask. But I started laughing when I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you drink, Donegan? I said, no, I don't drink. I said, wait a minute, are you sure you're Irish?
I look Irish.
Wow.
That's funny.
Anyway, I remember that. I never heard from him again after that.
First name.
But my ratings went up.
Oh,
God. Woo!
Oh, my. Frank.
Oh, it's a great day for the Irish.
Yes,
hey, you ever notice how on March 17th, everybody wants to be Irish? You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
People wear green. You know. Anyway, in a sight. I need look up some good Irish jokes or let's do the Able News, get the personals.
There's
a lot of Irish people in there this month. You can get the personals.
Hold on, I'm getting it.
Yeah, and get close to
nice
your phone.
To hear.
We can hardly hear you.
Yeah, no, it was not bad. I had to lower it to type some things. I have the voiceover on it. So
now, boy
pain.
Meets girl. Oh, let's. Hey, Lorraine, you got that song?
Yes, I do.
Now, a fella called me up before the show and wanted me to do a takeoff on a song about home health aides. So I don't know. This is totally makeshift. I have no idea. But we got he wanted to do it with this song by Streisand and Diamond. All right. Lorraine, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Play the song.
Song.
Make it so I can hear it. Inner Sight.
start.
You don't care about me. You're no good. They say you were a bum before you walked through the door. I believe it. And what about the time when I fell on the floor and I was there for 2 hours and you sat there talking on your phone? I don't even know if it was your girlfriend or your wife, with one or the other. But you let... Now you let me lay there.
Boy, you think you're feeling all right.
And you're feeling all right, and you let me lay there for 3 hours.
There you go.
And even though I had my excreta going.
Oh, no.
You don't bring me any food anymore.
Any food?
You don't care about me. You wouldn't care if I live or die. Even if I die of natural causes.
Yeah.
I'll never forget you. You're the worst home health aid I ever had. You let me lay on the floor like an idiot. I was crying and laughing and screaming and kicking at you, and you learned how to lie. And I finally am glad and good to tell you goodbye. Now get out. You're no good bum health home aid that I ever had in me life. Oh, get out, you no good scoundrel. I'm glad to tell you goodbye. Finnegan, old Finnegan. You don't say you care about me. I know you don't love me. You're no
Aww.
Good bum. Get out. Anyway. Woo! That was dedicated to Anthony, by the way.
I had to.
I thought the idea was so damn funny. I mean,
wow,
it would be,
that is funny.
It would be funnier if I had time to really, you know, lyric it
mm-hmm.
with the music. But that didn't do too bad, though.
No, it wasn't too bad at all.
I actually liked it.
All right, in his sight. Did you get the
yeah.
Did you get the personals?
On my way to them, I got a lot of pages here.
That's all right.
Give me a second.
See if you can find it. Oh, this is it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages,
I got it.
This is one of my favorite parts of the paper.
Yeah.
At 838 New York, the Bohemian Hannigans, whatever they call them, the Irish Brigade, and the personals. Now, let's see if Finny is in there.
Okay. There's a lot of men. Do you mind if I change them to females and if we can get a red? As a female?
I don't care.
For both? Okay. Either. Okay.
What, they give their names?
No. They never do. When
no
you
names?
Call in,
I'll make up the name.
Yeah.
Okay. Gentlemen interested in lady for marriage. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say lady interested in marriage.
How many ladies in there?
One.
None?
No, one.
One.
Oh, let's do the ladies first.
Okay. Here we are.
Oh, interesting. All right, 81-year-old, white, I don't know, widowed female. I think that's what the W means.
81-year-old widow. I mean widow.
Male or female, age, unimportant. Be kind, caring, and thoughtful with a car. She wants somebody to drive a car.
Now maybe her name is Harrigan. Jafina Harrigan.
Barbara. Remember Barbara?
Oh, please. Don't say that name. Barbara Harrigan.
Oh, there you go.
Now listen, Harrigan. If I drive, you pay for the gas.
There you go.
And if I eat, you pay for the food.
There you
go. Otherwise, you don't eat.
You don't eat.
What does this Harrigan look like? A picture?
They don't show you anything.
No picture?
No, they don't show you pictures.
No.
You know what that means?
They
yes,
never
I do.
Wait a minute. If there's no picture, you don't know what she looks like. When you get there, it could be somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
No picture. Now, wait. She's looking for a car.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did it say?
It didn't say anything else. She wanted somebody to be
That's
kind.
It?
Kind and caring. Yep.
One car
friendship.
And
one friendship.
And she doesn't care how old the guy is, right?
Oh, age and important.
What if he gets driven there by an ambulance? Woo!
Then they know this person can't
move. They put the siren on, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
They open the they open the back, and he says, "Here I am, Harrigan, this is my car."
Oh, my. And then it collapses right there. Is that...
Harrigan would probably drop dead from shock.
Oh, God.
If he's not gone already. You know, here's another thing. They say 81.
Yeah.
Usually that means 95.
95?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, Harrigan, if you don't want the ambulance, you don't get nothing. It's the ambulance or nothing, don't you know?
Oh.
All right, give me another. Who else you got?
I got this one, but it's a gentleman interested in a lady, so you want to hear it. It's a very long one, too.
Yeah, let's hear it, yeah. I might have a lady around. You never know.
Yeah. All right. So do you have a physical talent? In tradition, we call you, whatever that means, Mitzvah, whatever, one who excels. I have no idea what you're talking about. Because God, in his wisdom, gives you some compassion in your case. Two pulses, or no, pluses. One is your lovely smile. Jewish man seeks very caring woman, basically to take care of him. 55 and up. Oh, interesting. Company president and have great, seeks great woman.
What did it say, company president?
Yeah, company president and have great personality, Wheel of Fortune. Thought so. I was.
Oh, he wants a fortune.
Oh, boy.
Basically, he was a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. And he did very well.
Okay.
I'm very caring. Last winter, I made sure my dates had warm hats and gloves and an extra sweater. I made sure the car was warm. As a result of being so caring, a recent survey showed women who dated me got 50% less cold than who dated X. Okay. I wouldn't go without with him.
Is that the whole thing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have like one more line, and I'm like, I don't want to go. It's simple.
Why didn't they give him the whole paper?
They must have, because he wrote this whole thing. The whole section.
All right. So what you have to reply, right? All right.
Yep, that's a pay to reply.
Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Oh, hello, honey. My name is Gatapin. How are you? You sound a little off in the brain, but I don't mind that because I'm a little off myself. I only walk with four canes.
Four canes.
Two in the front and two in the back. Yeah, and, I'm the president of a company. Yeah.
So that did have he was also talking about Wheel of Fortune too.
That's it. The Wheel of Fortune. I'm the one who's backstage. I spin the wheel, honey.
If I called that guy out, he wouldn't know the difference.
Oh wow.
No.
Probably think I was a woman. A girl. Give me one more.
Give you one more? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Single Christian enjoys conversation about life. Let's see. Current event, seeking pen pal. That's it. It's a woman.
846 New York. That's a female?
Yeah.
Oh, what you read again.
Enjoys conversing about life. Current events, seeking pen pal.
Oh. Well, me darling.
Right. Can you read Braille?
me darling. Would you want to be fraternizing around a little bit? Now, I'll put on me blue suit. See?
Oh.
And me brother... me brother will be the chaperone. So you know my intentions are honorable. Until I get your money. I mean, honorable. Now, what's her name?
Didn't put her name. Single person.
Oh, no
54.
Name. We'll call her.
Older than what you like.
Me darling Flapperman. Flapperman, we'll call her Flapperman. Now, Flapperman, don't worry. When you're with me, you're as secure as the banks. We all know.
The banks aren't secure.
Insecure they are.
Yes.
Don't worry, Flapperman. If
Flapperman.
Anybody tries to hurt you, I'll slap him in, Flapperman. Now, we're going to go out and have a good time. And if we get married, the only thing I want is your dowry. Have you got a dowry, Flapperman? Oh,
years ago.
Miss Dowry, are you out of your mind?
Well, years ago they had to do that. Now, no. I don't know what happened to that.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago they had to do that.
Oh. Had to do what? The dowry?
Dowry, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The dowry was... money and furniture and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an old Irish custom.
Oh yeah.
You know,
that's interesting.
And you couldn't get married unless you got the permission of the elder in the family and in the quiet manner with her brother.
Yeah.
You know.
Ah, see.
The funny thing was that at the end of the movie, they become good friends.
There you go. That's what the ultimate is. Let me see who's on this boxing match.
You know.
Big boxing match? Wow.
Oh yeah. And everybody's running around the town betting on
him. Here he is. We got Louie waiting for you.
Oh, Louie. Yeah, I forgot about Lou. Hey, let's get Louie in here. The Irish Spanish Brigade.
I can't get on.
Hello there, Louie.
Hopefully I get it on.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
No. I don't know why it's not opening the mic. Oh, this is annoying, this phone.
I don't know. Maybe he's got to call back in.
Louie, can you call back in?
Hey, Lou, call back in. We're having trouble with the phone. Maybe Ireland is clacking up the phones. They don't like the Irish humor.
Yeah,
who knows?
Probably. All right. Louie, call back, please.
Lay on the floor till you sweep me away. Oh, he's calling me on my line. Not that line, you. Not that line, you dope. Get off of that line and call on the regular sight line, you dummy.
He's probably laughing. Wait, he's going to call you the dummy.
Is he back on?
No. That's probably why he couldn't earlier.
He tried to call me on my line. I can't answer that.
Yeah, no.
Louie, call me on the regular InterSight line. All right. InterSight, and don't take any of this seriously, folks. This is all goofing off. You know, we are not prejudiced against the gays or the Irish or anybody.
No.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
All right. It's all goofing around here. All right. Don't you know it'll be a St. Paddy's weekend? That means if you go out in the street, make sure you take your alcohol tester.
Don't get that.
You know, they should have that, especially St. Paddy's Day. In every establishment, there should be a fellow.
Excuse me.
A fella at the door, a big fella.
Big
stropping fella with a mean dog.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know, he'd be a tester. See? Now, open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and let me take a sniff of this. Let me see if you're pie-eyed. Huh?
Louie's on, right? I was able to open his mic. He called back in.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Hello, this is Tessie 123.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie. This is the Irish Brigade Army. Are you ready to join?
Yes, Cherie.
We'll have to test you first.
Oh, no.
Did you have any whiskey?
Uh-oh. I had three glasses.
You're a drunk.
Yeah, the Irish rose, something like that, you know.
Irish rose, my sweet Irish rose. Sweet Irish rose. I love you. My dear, Irene.
I sound like I don't know even what to say.
I love your nose.
Love your father.
Here's a tissue. That was a real song, you know, Irish Roll. Who sang that?
Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne, I forgot about you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too. Happy St. Patty's for a little greeting.
Happy St. Patty's.
And you too, Lorraine.
Thank you. Yeah. Top of the evening to you.
It's Terrain Lorraine.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Yeah, building, building. Yeah, yes, sir.
Hey, 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 Louie. Can you sing us an Irish jig?
I'll sing again.
Danny boy, how about a little Danny boy?
Danny boy, the trunk is piping poverty. I'll tell you, boy, I'm drinking too much love drops in my head.
Oh, my.
Oh, Danny boy.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, one thing's for sure. You surely do sound Irish tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes, just like that, I guess, sure.
Oh, man, that's funny. Oh, I know where that song was from. My sweet Irish rose. That was from It's a Wonderful Life. Thomas Mitchell.
When
he got drunk. That was the guy who was drunk, Thomas Mitchell. He's going down the street singing Irish Rose.
Yeah, probably like that. It sure is.
It was funny, man. Well, hey, Louie, let me ask you a question. Did you ever meet the man of the hour. Did you ever meet a Spanish Irishman?
I know a Puerto Rican.
Is he Spanish? What? Is he Irish?
No, I'm in the wrong country.
I mean somebody who's Spanish and Irish together.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. Did you?
Mm-hmm. No, I heard of it.
I have, because one of my relatives is Puerto Rican, and she was married to a man who was Irish. She's no longer here with us, so her son is half Puerto Rican and Irish.
Well, maybe he put a little Irish in her. Put a little Irish in her. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll see you Monday. Man, I'm glad if we're still out on the air. That is.
Hey, guys, happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too, Lou.
Yeah, you too, Lou.
Yes.
Love you, Suzanne.
I had me
corned
beef and cabbage.
Yes. To all of you all.
Thank you, Lorraine. Thanks, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Louie, everybody, all our listeners.
Thank you,
and,
too.
And keep listening. Tune in next week. All right. Maybe we'll get an answer from somebody from Able News. I don't know. All right. Thank you very much. The luck of the Irish and goodbye, world in a sight.
Yeah.
Don't forget the day for Milton. Milton, May 19th, Brewing Hall, 14 Station Road in Bellport. Good night, everybody. In a sight. Goodbye, world in a sight.
And enjoy your weekend. Yes.
The Irish dog.